Moving now to the Middle East, the Israeli-occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip are the quietest they've been since the Palestinian uprising began 4.5 years ago. That's thanks to a de facto ceasefire. But that quiet is relative. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to withdraw Israeli troops and settlers from Gaza has raised tensions between the government and Israel's powerful settler movement. Israeli officials say one consequence of that is an increase in the number of attacks by extremist settlers on Palestinians in the occupied territories. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the northern West Bank and found Palestinians seeing few benefits from the recent period of calm.
It's planting season for West Bank farmers, and outside the village of Odala, a few miles south of Nablus, the Abdelaziz Razi family is sowing this year's crop.
Look!
Abdelaziz gently urges his mule along as it pulls a single-bladed plow through the dark topsoil. His wife kneels with a bucket of seeds in the turned-up earth. But many of the plots around this one lie fallow. This couple says many farmers aren't bothering to plant because for the past 2 years, Jewish settlers have come down from their hilltop settlements and stolen or burned crops.
We usually take the crops from here, and they also burnt all the wheat that is in that area. And we told them that we work very hard for this thing, and when you come and steal it from us, why would you do something like that? And they just would not answer and would take everything and just go.
Farmers here say the Israeli authorities do nothing to punish the settlers. Israeli Army Lieutenant Yuval Bazak says his soldiers do try to protect the farmers, but tensions are rising in the run-up to the pullout from Gaza.
We're using our force just to separate and defense the people against this action. In the other hand, when it takes place, we use the police to investigate and to put them in front of a judge. I think it's a very sensitive period of time.
A senior military official went further in a briefing for Israeli reporters, saying that anger over the coming evacuation of more than 20 Jewish settlements is provoking extremist settlers into regular attacks. During the recent Israeli holiday weekend, police say young settlers from Yitzhar outside Nablus threw stones at Palestinian homes and attacked Israeli army and police forces who arrived on the scene. In the Hebron Hills south of Jerusalem, police are investigating the apparent poisoning of Palestinian livestock. No arrests have been made in either case. At the main checkpoint into Nablus, for years a stronghold of Palestinian militants, Israeli officials say they're making real improvements. New computerized ID checks are intended to speed passage through the checkpoint, and a modest clinic has been opened to deal with first aid issues that may arise. Lieutenant Avi Benoff says they're trying to make Palestinians aware that medical help is available.
I think this is the biggest problem, okay? Let everybody know that this is the point that they can come to if they have problems.
But one young man waiting at the checkpoint is skeptical. He says things look better while the media is here, but he doubts it will last once the cameras and microphones depart. Some Israeli officials believe even the limited relief measures taken to date are risky. Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz says shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles have been smuggled into the Gaza Strip since the Palestinian Authority took over security responsibility there. And that's one reason the handover of the West Bank city of Qalqilya is being delayed. But overall, officials say the level of violence has fallen off dramatically since the Israeli and Palestinian leaders met in Egypt 2 months ago. Palestinian farmer Rabah Shadi says even though life here hasn't really improved, most people want the quiet to continue.
Definitely people want things to be quiet because everybody wants to raise his children and to live a normal life.
But many people here agree with Palestinian Cabinet Minister Mohammed Dahlan, who told an Israeli paper that from his vantage point, Israel is flourishing economically while Palestinians continue to suffer. Dahlan says that imbalance is doing as much harm to Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's political program as any armed strike against Israelis. But for now, Israeli analysts say the government is likely to continue with its go-slow approach to easing its security grip on the West Bank. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.